Page 22, measure number 24-494, St. Paul School District number 45, bonds for career technical and agricultural facility and facility upgrades. Question, shall St. Paul School District issue $3 million in bonds for career technical and agricultural facility and school facility upgrades? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, St. Paul School District proposes a bond measure not to exceed $3 million in principal amount and will receive state matching funds of $3 million if the bonds are approved. If approved, this measure would finance capital costs, including construction of a new career technical and agricultural educational facility, demolition and or repurposing of existing agricultural science facility, renovation of food service facility, capital purchases of grounds maintenance equipment, safety and security improvements to district facilities, such as entryway cameras and automatic door locks, additional capital costs, including site improvements, demolition, furnishings, equipment, bond issuance cost. The district will establish a citizen oversight committee to ensure proceeds are used for purposes indicated and audits will be required. Bonds may be issued in multiple series, each maturing within 21 years from issuance. The estimated annual levy rate associated with the bonds would be 94 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. Actual levy rate may differ due to final interest rates and changes in assessed value. No arguments were filed in support or in opposition to this measure. Explanatory statement. St. Paul School District serves approximately 240 students in North Marion County. The district has two schools, an elementary school, 59 years old, and a middle high school, 71 years old, which were remodeled between 2008 and 2017 using local bond dollars braided with seismic grant funds that were awarded to the district. The Agricultural Sciences program is housed in a 71-year-old building. It was not included in earlier renovation projects and is not eligible for seismic funding because it has passed its useful life as an instructional facility and has no air quality system in place. The school board refers bond measure, seeks community support. The school board seeks voter approval of a $3 million general obligation bond. The district will receive $3 million in matching OSCIM grant funds from the state if the bonds are approved. Long-range facility planning. In 2015, community meetings were held to identify future priority capital projects. In addition, a facility study was completed in 2020, which identified areas of need. These areas of need are aligned with the community priorities. This long-range facility plan was approved by the board that same year. Community priorities. Based on community feedback and the long-range facility plan, two projects were identified. Update the Career and Technical Education, or CTE, building, which houses the Agricultural Sciences and CTE program, and the renovation of the Food Services facility, which is housed in the elementary school. The CTE program is accessed annually by more than 70% of the student population. Students earn college credit for several classes, such as horticulture and animal science. Other classes offered are agriculture, power and technology, AG leadership, AG mechanics, and woodworking. Page 23. Concerns with the current educational facility. Safety, building is not seismically sound, outdated electrical, poor air quality, lack of space to keep program activities separate. Bonds would finance capital costs to fund the following improvements. Construct a replacement 6,400 square foot or CTE agricultural science building designed based on current and future program needs. Demolish and or repurpose existing agricultural science facility. Renovate the existing food service facility and replace aging equipment. Replace grounds maintenance equipment. Make safety and security improvements to district facilities. Additional capital costs, including site improvements, demolition, furnishings, equipment, bond issuance costs. The district has identified a team of 16 community members, board members, and staff to serve on a local bond oversight committee. The committee will monitor progress and ensure proceeds are used for purposes indicated. Bonds may be issued in multiple series, each maturing within 21 years from issuance. The estimated average increase over the current fiscal year, 2023 bond tax rate, is 94 cents per $1,000 assessed property value, with a combined tax rate of $3.90 per $1,000 assessed property value. Actual levy rates may differ due to changes in interest rates and assessed value. Information submitted by Joe Worley, Superintendent, St. Paul School District Number 45. Also on page 23, voter registration information. To be eligible to vote in the November 7th, 2023 special election, a completed voter registration card must be on file with the Marion County Clerk by no later than 5 p.m. October 17th, 2023. You may register to vote if you are a citizen of the United States, you are at least 16 years of age. You may vote if you will be 18 years of age or older on Election Day. You are a resident of Oregon. You must re-register to vote if your residence or mailing address changes, your name changes, you wish to change your party affiliation. Voting instructions. When you receive your ballot packet in the mail, immediately examine it to make certain it is complete. It should contain the following items: a printed ballot on which you may vote, a secrecy sleeve with instructions printed on it, a pre-addressed ballot return envelope in which to return your ballot. If any items are missing, please contact Marion County Clerk's Office at 503-588-5041, and a replacement ballot packet will be sent to you. Voting and correcting your ballot. If you make an error on your ballot, spoil it in any way, or lose it, you may obtain a replacement ballot by contacting the Marion County Clerk's Office at 503-588-5041. Returning your voted ballot. Follow the instructions on the secrecy sleeve. Fold your ballot along the pre-scored folds and insert it into the optional secrecy sleeve if desired. Insert ballot or ballot and secrecy sleeve into the return envelope. Seal the ballot return envelope and sign the statement on the back of the envelope. Mail or place the return envelope in an official ballot drop box. Your ballot will not be counted if your ballot return envelope is not signed.